and welcome. My name is Jennifer Ray from jenniferray.com. In today's interview, I'm speaking with Anne Cushman. Anne is really a pioneer in the integration of creative expression, yoga, and Buddhist mindfulness meditation. She has many qualifications in her background, including graduating from Princeton University with a degree in comparative religion. She's the author of a number of books, including Moving into Meditation, a 12-week mindfulness training for yoga practitioners. She's the director of the Mindfulness Yoga and Meditation Training at Spirit Rock Meditation Center in Northern California. And she also is the former editor at Yoga Journal and Tricycle. Her essays have been published in a wide variety of publications, including the New York Times, O Magazine, and Shambhala Sun. I'm so happy to be here with her today, speaking about yoga and her personal path. We'll also touch on a few recommendations and practices that those folks at home can use to integrate more mindfulness into their yoga practice. I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for being here, Anne.
Oh, thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. Great to be here with you.
So, Anne, why don't we just start by telling, maybe you can tell us a little bit about how you got started on this path of yoga and meditation. I know you've been on it for a very long time. And how did it all get started for you?
Well, I was an undergraduate on a university on the East Coast, and I was looking for a class that didn't meet too early in the morning. And so I found a class in the student course guide called The Self in World Religions, and it met at 11 a.m., which I could handle, and it got great reviews. So at that point, I was planning to be a writer. I was majoring in English and creative writing and certainly didn't have any idea that Buddhism and yoga would be my life. But the class looked great. I signed up for the class and absolutely loved it. It was one of these experiences where every class I went to was like church should be but isn't, you know, or hadn't been for me. And the philosophies and the discussion about human beings and where they were in relationship to the world and to the cosmos were so fascinating. And the class, the lectures and reading on yoga and Hinduism and Buddhism completely captured my imagination. So based on that class, I switched and became a religion major and began concentrating in Eastern spiritual practices. So really, unlike most people, I kind of came into it through the door of not the physical yoga practices, but the interest in the philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then you were sort of still in the academic world and starting to learn about all of these sort of yogic philosophies and Buddhist philosophy.
Yes, they were, and they were fascinating ideas, and I was spending a lot of time in the library reading about them and writing essays about them, and all the books said, this can't be found in a book. Uh-huh. And so I would take notes on that, you know, like that on my paper. And so I decided I would actually try and find a meditation teacher. And based on some material that my professors gave to me, I found a couple of meditation centers, Zen Buddhist centers in New York City, which was nearby, and then ended up going out to Los Angeles and getting involved in the Zen community out there. Yeah. But I have to say, I began through Zen meditation practice, but it wasn't until a few years later when I discovered yoga asana that my practice really came alive for me. Mm. Up until that point, it had just been a mental concept. Mm. And I was really very much locked in my head in my meditation and reading a lot about inner peace, but not directly experiencing it. Mm-hmm. So when I found the physical practices, then everything came to life for me.
Right. So probably experiencing maybe the opposite of inner peace oftentimes when we close our eyes and try to sit with ourselves.
Yes. I remember thinking once I had read a book which said something like, meditation is like eating an ice cream cone on a hot summer day. And I remember thinking to myself, no. Meditation is like being locked in a small closet with a lunatic with a megaphone.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't connect to it through my body and through the soothing and calming of the nervous system, mm-hmm. which yoga asana practice is so good at. Mm-hmm. And so I was really just kind of trapped in my own neuroses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And I mean, I definitely connect with that. I know that a lot of people I work with through yoga and through my Chinese medicine practice definitely have a lot going on with the nervous system. We just live in such a stimulating world right now. So definitely having practices that help to soothe and nourish the nervous system, so important. So then you sort of started working with asana, the yoga practice. And how did that develop for you then from there?
Well, for me, it was really what you might call love at first breath. As soon as I connected with that practice, it had so many wonderful benefits for me. And the connection with the breath and the movement and feeling the breath, not just as a mental concept, but as a sensation in the body, mm-hmm. was so powerful. Mm-hmm. And then also, I think, you know, you alluded to people experiencing stress. At that point in my life, I had been experiencing a lot of stress and pressure as a college student, and then having recently graduated and trying to find work and all of those things. Mm-hmm. So I was having a lot of what I didn't recognize were stress symptoms, including a couple of panic attacks, actually, mm-hmm. where, you know, my heart started beating super fast and I began feeling really dizzy. I remember the first time it happened, one of my roommates actually called the ambulance, and the ambulance came. And of course, by the time they came, I was fine, and they said, there's nothing wrong. But connecting with the physical practices gave me a way of really strengthening and stabilizing my nervous system, and that completely stopped happening. And I became naturally curious at that point. Well, how deep can this go? Mm. And because I already had kind of a philosophical overview of the meditation practices and some experience with meditation training, I really began to get interested in combining the benefits of the yoga movements with the meditative states that yoga was traditionally designed to support and express.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so you were sort of pretty much from the beginning then combining sort of more of the sort of Buddhist philosophy and the mindfulness practice with the yoga asana.
Absolutely. And that's more common in these days. In those days, those two worlds were really quite separate. Mm-hmm. So I would go on a meditation retreat and then I would sneak off somewhere to do my yoga practice, uh-huh. because in those days there would not be a resident yoga teacher offering yoga as part of the retreat.
Right.
And then I would do a yoga class and at the end want to go and find somewhere to meditate and be quiet, mm-hmm. because there simply wasn't that aspect. In fact, at that time, there was a popular perception amid hatha yoga practitioners that sometimes meditation could be dangerous, mm-hmm. and seated meditation, you didn't want to do that because it might be too powerful or too intense or it would make you crazy.
Huh.
So I had to kind of find my own ways to combine them.
And so you did that, and now sort of that is sort of a big part of what you're teaching now, and a big part of this book that's coming out.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about this book now that is coming out, or has come out, I guess, a couple weeks ago. I haven't gotten to see it yet, but I will soon.
Yeah, send me your address. I will send you a
copy.
It came out just 2 weeks ago. It's mm-hmm. called Moving Into Meditation, a 12-week mindfulness training for yoga practitioners. And oh, look, I happen to have a copy
nice.
Right here.
Great, yeah.
It's a beautiful, they did a beautiful cover, Shambhala.
It is a beautiful
very
cover.
Tranquil mm-hmm. cover.
And that's Janice on the front, right?
It looks a lot like my good friend Janice, but in fact, it's not.
It's not?
I have never met the person who modeled for it.
Okay.
But it certainly communicates the practice very beautifully.
It does. It really does.
Yeah. And so what it is, it actually grew out of the work I do at Spirit Rock Meditation Center, mm-hmm. where, as you know, I direct a training yoga teachers in the integration of mindfulness practice and meditation. Mm-hmm. And we are actually now about to start the third round of that training. It's a multi-year training with 3 10-day retreats spread far enough apart that in between there's a curriculum of practice and study, so you can go deeper and deeper as you go from retreat to retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found in the course of that program, which now several hundred people have gone through, is that the retreats were very powerful as this crucible and container in which people could get silent and get quiet and do intensive practice. But mm-hmm. almost more important was the time in between.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found is people would do a retreat And then in between, I would give them practice assignments, homework assignments to read, to study, things to do at home, mm-hmm. to take their practice deeper and really develop a home practice that integrated mindful yoga practice and embodied meditation. And they would come back at the second retreat and be at a whole deeper level based on that. So out of that, I began to think, well, there's got to be a way to make these practices, and especially this development of a home practice, available to more people than those who are able or interested in coming to Spirit Rock and doing the program there. So I wanted to develop a book that would have these elements of intensive practice that you do at home, that would move in a progressive way, and that also would have some of that personal, intimate flavor that you get when you're on the retreat in the training. So the idea is that the book combines personal stories, my own and other practitioners, some kind of philosophical overview, and then a systematic way of working through the practice over time. Because I think it's important, the over time part, because it's relatively easy to understand the concepts of being mindful of your body, being mindful of your emotions, being mindful of your thought. But to actually train up the habits in your nervous system, in your body, in your habitual ways of doing things, takes more integration. So the book moves step by step. It's a 12-week program with a couple of weeks on various forms of mindfulness of the body, a couple of weeks on breath, mindfulness of breath, and various pranayama and breathing practices, which can really work directly with the mind to support meditation. Then it moves into mindfulness of feeling tones, emotions, mindfulness of thoughts, so that by the end, you've really developed an intimacy with all of the different layers of your being.
Yeah, so I mean, I absolutely connect with that. So you and I met you through the Spirit Rock program a number of years ago. And really, you totally speak, you know, to my experience of sort of having that space between to really deepen and work with the practices. So then the next time we would come together as a group, we'd be able to explore that much deeper. And so, yeah, having then it laid out in a book is so helpful for those people who are trying to do that on their own or at home, for sure. And definitely, I would say probably we both really encourage students to have a home practice, to really develop that ability to come home to themselves, to be quiet and have some sort of movement practice on their own. And so having a book, something that will guide them sort of through that, can be super helpful for that.
Yes. And then another support for the home practice is that I actually created a series of videos which are designed to go with the chapters in the book. So it can actually help you in your home practice. The videos are available. There are some sample ones on my website, AnnCushman.com/practices. And you can download the videos, practice along with them. And then if you want, you can get a whole set of videos downloadable so that you actually have a voice guiding you, an image guiding you, which can make it a little easier, especially if people aren't necessarily so familiar with the yoga practices.
Great. That sounds great. I didn't even know you had videos included in that. So that's perfect. Okay, so maybe we can kind of provide for those people listening something that they can kind of take away from this, maybe a practice. I know we talked a little bit about stress and sort of the effects of stress and how we can use our asana and our meditation to sort of work with that. Maybe we can kind of chat a little bit more about that. How do you see using our asana and our meditation to really deal with the effects of stress on a sort of day-to-day level?
Well, yoga and meditation and mindfulness meditation have both been proven in many studies to be extremely helpful with working with stress. And there's all kinds of scientific evidence around the effects, you know, everything from lowering the stress levels of the stress hormone cortisol in the blood to increasing levels of the neurotransmitter, the GABA neurotransmitter, which is associated with states of well-being and ease. And the good news is that even a little bit of practice will help. And the practices, one of the ways they work with stress is they help transition us and learn us to transition on our own from the sympathetic nervous system, the fight or flight response, into the parasympathetic nervous system, the relax, renew, and restore response. Mm. And so yoga in general can do that, and particularly when it's combined with this element of mindfulness, mm. of really, so that you're not just pushing and forcing your body from the outside and using your yoga practice as just another place to beat yourself up because you're not flexible enough or thin enough, or you don't have the right yoga clothes, or you can't do advanced yoga postures. You know, it can sometimes be a stressful experience to, if you're, you know, not paying attention to the deeper levels of the practice, mm-hmm. to go into a practice and view it simply as a fitness or exercise system. Mm-hmm. But if you're really doing the practice in a way where you're connected from the inside with your experience and using it as an opportunity to practice kindness for yourself and your body, and also a real acceptance of this moment right as it is, then you're really doing a lot just there to move out of that fight or flight response. And then in particular, there are practices that focus on the exhalation and the pause after the exhalation that are powerful stress-busting practices. Mm. Just moving in a way where you're lengthening out that exhale and sending that message to the nervous system that, oh, there's time. I don't have to rush to the next breath. Mm. These are very powerful practices.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So when someone is experiencing stress in their life, or they're even just out in the world doing their sort of regular thing, and if they can take that moment to pause and lengthen the exhale, and then maybe even pause at the end of the exhale, that will really help to decrease all of those stress hormones and sort of reset the nervous system, coming back to the rest and digest response, much more of the sort of calming, soothing part of our nervous system.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And another very powerful practice that I teach, which is, I call the 3-minute meditation, and all of these are things that I can actually guide you through in an experiential way, if you'd like, at the end of the call. Mm-hmm. But the practice of just taking a few minutes to pause and check in, just the basic check in. So you pause, you settle, you feel the earth beneath you, you feel where you're sitting. And then a 3-part check-in. Mm-hmm. How am I doing in my body? Just running through your body, noticing areas of tension, areas of ease, relaxing the shoulders down, just noticing just how is it in this moment. Mm-hmm. Then checking in with the thoughts. Well, what kind of story is running right now? Is my mind super busy? Is it kind of quiet? Am I doing a lot of planning? Am I remembering? Am I rehearsing? Mm-hmm. Am I commenting on the situation I'm in? And if so, what's the tone of the commentary? So really connecting with the voice in the head and creating a little space around it. So it's like, oh, that's just my thoughts. I don't have to believe everything they're saying. It's just the mind, and this is what it's doing right now. Mm. And then dropping in below the level of the thinking mind and connecting with the emotional tone. Mm-hmm. What's going on in my heart? What's going on in the emotional weather systems right now? Mm-hmm. Am I feeling anxious? Am I feeling agitated? Am I feeling joyful? Am I feeling calm? Mm-hmm. Is there an energy in the heart and mind of sleepiness, or is there more agitation and restlessness? Mm-hmm. So tune in a little, and again, make a little space. Ah, I don't have to identify with these emotional and mental states. Mm-hmm. I'm larger than they are. Mm-hmm. And so just taking that 3-minute check-in and then relaxing through the system, letting go of any extra tension. Very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So, and that's very similar basically to what I offer usually near the beginning of my drop-in yoga classes, really, because, you know, we're all coming from our outer lives, and then you step onto your mat and it's a perfect time to sort of do that check-in with the body, the mind, the breath. Yeah, that's great. And really you can do that at any time. throughout your day, like you mentioned.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. then as you become more skilled at it, you start to notice how all of these things are related. So you check in with your body and the physical level. You check in on the emotions and you notice maybe there's some anxiety. Mm-hmm. And then you notice, oh, that's actually showing up in my breath. Mm-hmm. My breath has gotten very shallow. There's a gripping in my stomach. You know, there's a tension in the neck. Maybe I could relax that and soften that. Maybe I could lengthen my breath a little bit. Oh, the mental state is starting to shift. Oh, that chatter that was going on, you know, all of those opinions about, you know, what a terrible day this is, or how I really need to quit my job or break up with my partner. Oh, maybe I don't need to. Maybe I was actually just a little bit tense. Uh-huh. So mm-hmm. we can break this cycle, you know, and come in and intervene at any place. We can intervene at the physical level, and it will affect the mind. We can intervene at the level of the breath, and it will affect the body. We can intervene at the level of the thought patterns, and then notice how that ripples through the breath.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, well, why don't we just maybe close with that practice, and then we'll just come back and say goodbye near the end. Does that sound good to you?
That sounds great. So okay. Would you like me to lead a check-in?
And yeah.
Breath.
Yeah, maybe if you can just lead us through a couple minutes of just a quick check-in, and then we'll say goodbye to everybody.
All right, great. Okay. So just wherever you are in the world right now, just take a moment and pause, and you can just close your eyes. So just that simple gesture of taking the gaze off the technology, off the screen, as if you're drawing the curtains a little bit on the outside world and turning your gaze inward. And just sensing down through your body, whether you're sitting in a chair or on the floor, maybe you're standing or lying down. And just feel the support of the earth beneath you, that presence of that vast globe holding you, receiving you. And just let your body release a little more into the support of gravity. And then just with your attention drawn in, just check in with your body. Just opening to the felt sense of your body, the connection of the sitting bones or the feet or the back body with the support beneath you. And just opening to the feeling of the whole body. Just lightly noticing any areas of tension, contraction, gripping, maybe some discomfort or tightness. And just receiving them as they are. And also opening to any areas of ease, well-being, pleasure, even as simple as the touch of the air on your skin or the touch of the palms on your knees or thighs. So including and welcoming your whole body just as it is in this moment, with this feeling of friendliness. How are you? How are you, my dear body, in this moment? And then you can open your attention to notice the stream of the thinking mind. Just notice the flow of thoughts. And again, welcoming it just as it is. Maybe the mind is full of commentary. Maybe it's racing like a rushing river. Or maybe it's slow and quiet like a forest pool. And just noticing the tone of the mental commentary, whether it's kind or a little sharp or shrill. And noticing whether you're rehearsing the future or remembering the past. Just noticing and bowing to, making a little space around just what's going on in your mind. And then dropping below the level of the thinking mind into the heart, the belly. And if it helps you to do that, you can lightly place one hand on the heart, one hand on the abdomen or low belly, in this gentle gesture of welcome. Just welcoming the emotional weather. Welcoming your heart to this moment. And just noticing if there's a predominant emotional tone, maybe restlessness or excitement, delight, maybe some sadness or irritation, impatience. Just noticing and including in your awareness whatever's there. Welcoming yourself into this moment. And as you tune to the quality in your heart, just see if the emotional tone has a residue in your body. Sensing into the jaw and the shoulders, and the belly. Noticing that you're now back where you started, feeling your body here in this moment. And feeling the flow of breath coming and going in the belly, in the chest, softening the breath, letting the exhales be long and smooth, and letting that flow of breath soften and expand through the physical body, the emotions, the mind, anchoring you here in this moment. Just as you are. Just following the breath, a few more long, slow exhales, just letting go, softening, releasing, welcoming in each inhale. And then you can just gently open your eyes and take in the light, take in the image, and just let yourself be. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. That was wonderful. So for those listening, really, we can come back to that practice every day. We can return to just taking those few moments to arrive, to center into the body and ground. That was wonderful practice.
Thank you, Anne, for a wonderful meditation and interview. If you'd like to learn more about Anne and what she's up to, be sure to check her out over at annecushman.com. You're also welcome to sign up for my mailing list over at jenniferray.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and I hope to see you next time.